Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepard.
That boy's good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and salutations, Southwest Florida. We have made it through another weekend without sports. We're ready to go on a Monday. It is a short work week. Good Friday around the corner. Let's get it together here. 4 hours. I'm Craig Sheeman. Pete Shepard, ensconced in Bonita, as I am here with Chris and Estero. We are ready to go for another fun-filled episode. 4 hours, Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Don't forget, as of the top of the hour, 2 minutes ago, the Sheeman and Shepard cash grab, in effect, the word is year. So text in the word. I'm sorry. Let me get. Yeah. I got to get right. I got it right. I started fine. It's year. Y-E-A-R. Text it into the number 45911. And you can win $500 in the next 13 minutes or do it through our app, 99.3 ESPN. It's free. And you'll be registered to win 10 grand in May. Very simple. Pete Shepard, how are you, sir? How was your weekend?
It was nice. Well, not bad. Golf on Saturday and Sunday. You know, just doing the best you can. That's all you can do. But stop feeding disinformation to people. There was plenty of sports this weekend. And I'm not just talking about, you know, virtual football, virtual basketball that was out there. I'm talking about real live baseball from Nicaragua. I saw it. And also a soccer match in some part of Africa, which I forget, which they showed on SportsCenter this morning. In front of nobody, both games, but still, sports, nonetheless.
Did you put shackles on either one?
I didn't know until I saw them this morning that they were even played.
Excuse me, Pete Shepard. The Belarus Premier League is also playing games.
Oh,
just want to make sure we get that out.
Right.
I am still locked into virtual football through Madden and Twitch, which we still have a link at our website, which I highly recommend you go to 99.3ESPN.com and check out. However, my Skittles count was not favorable from last night's Steelers-Ravens game. Again, apparently with healthy players and Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers are better than we remember.
Well, I didn't do anything yesterday. I'm 3-1 so far, not bad. And I didn't know the Patriots were on this afternoon. They are.
They're at
Houston right now, late in the fourth, and they're getting clobbered. It's all Texans, 38-10 with 3:47 to go. But at 3 o'clock this afternoon, we do have your Detroit Lions at the Chicago Bears.
That's
Detroit
right.
Is a 4.5-point underdog.
Correct. Correct on all fronts. And I agree with that line.
I like the Lions.
You know, they're adding more and more extensive weather reports. I don't know what the weather is in Chicago, but I notice when I look at these point spreads, there's a little notation on what the weather is. So,
and then not to mention, I don't consider this sports by any stretch of the imagination. Entertainment, I guess. But one of the most pathetic things I've seen was Gronk winning it was actually a WrestleMania, whatever that was. I tweeted it out.
Theater.
Just WWE 24/7. I mean, give me a break. It is it's childish. There's no fans. It looks so stupid. I don't know how anybody could actually sit there and watch that. I just tweeted out the last 41 seconds when Gronkowski jumps off the ring and it's like he's a bowling ball and then knocks down all the 10 pins and then pins one knucklehead and gets the belt. It's childish.
Oh, the 24/7 belt, which I learned on the Levitard show, is a belt that you can win literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I don't know what that means.
Why,
but I don't know. I'm not a wrestling guy, but I found out on the Levitard show that that's what that belt means. It's a 24/7 belt. You can win it, lose it, whenever. So I guess in theory, if you had the belt pre-coronavirus, you could be out having dinner.
Yeah.
If an opponent came up and beat you at the dinner table, you would lose that belt.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just a theory of mine.
Seems like a weird way to go. You got to keep your head on a swivel
no matter
where you're at.
Head on a swivel, Craig Sheeman. It's the name of the game.
Now, Pete, wow. You mentioned you played golf twice this weekend. And if
yes,
you may,
I did. I played really well. I'm okay. really playing well.
Good. Well, Chris, I think, deserves a spotlight for just a moment. You know, Chris is a pretty good golfer when he wants to be. Mm-hmm. He claims he hit the shot of his life. Chris, pick it up.
Where?
So this was out at Fiddlesticks. I was playing out there. And by one cart, didn't touch anybody, didn't pull a flag stick out all day. Yeah, only touched my ball and the golf clubs.
That's the way to go.
That's it. Anyway, hit my drive a little left on a reachable par 5. Reachable. It was on the cart path, which is like a waste bunker. So
reachable par 5 or par 4?
Par 5. So I had 235 yards in.
To get on in two. Yeah.
So I pull my, you've seen the club, like that 2-iron thing that I have.
Yep.
It's like a hybrid slash 2-iron.
It's like a super duper illegal hybrid that you have.
It's illegal?
No, it's very legal. It's very legal. I hit a shot, probably a 20-yard cut under a tree, clears the branch, rolls up, lands about 5 feet in front of the green, rolls up to 8 feet. From 230, and I sink the eagle putt for 3.
Kind of like a Bubba Watson type
great
shot.
Job.
Then I birdied 2 holes later. I had a 3-hole stretch where I was 3 under par.
Fantastic.
What'd you finish?
84.
That's not 3 under par.
That's not 3 under par, no. But I'm telling you, you get an eagle, and that eliminates the triple bogey. Not fully, but it turns it into a bogey. It makes it a lot more manageable to play.
Yes.
So there was that.
I went 86, 90, 88, and very, very happy with that. And the thing about the one good thing is I've met so many new people here at Bonita National, at least that I kind of knew them, you know, from the tiki bar or the clubhouse, but never really got a chance to play with them. All good people. Christy and Ed played with them yesterday. They are huge Tennessee Vol fans from Atlanta, and now big fans of the show, by the way. Very good golfers, and Dave's from Buffalo, and big hockey guy. Went to Cornell, had a nice conversation. Told him I felt badly for his big red hockey teams because both the men and women were ranked number one before all of this nonsense happened. But a great conversation. They're all now big fans of the show. So you know, I'm gaining listeners because all I'm doing is passing out my card saying, "Hey, check us out, check us out, check us out." They all say the same thing. Well, what are you guys talking about? There's not a lot of sports. I'm like, well, there's always some sports. There's some NFL stuff going on. And plus, you'll be entertained. I just promised them they'd be entertained. So
no doubt.
Do your job, boys.
Do your job. Now, I should point out that today is April 6th. Two things should be happening today. First of all, tonight, Indiana should be getting ready to play Kansas.
Against Providence.
For the national championship of college basketball.
Stop it. The Tar Heels were in this, and you know it.
Oh, God. Also,
they weren't even in the CIB.
Also, Chris should be mailing in today's show, dreaming about getting on a plane and going to Augusta in a couple of days.
Yep.
That's not happening. Although he's going to do it in November now.
He did tweet out his, we'll get to all that. He tweeted out his very sad picture of a coffee cup this morning, and him said Masters.
I did. I grabbed the Donald Duck coffee mug out of the coffee mug cabinet.
Yeah.
And I said, no, not today.
Not today.
Today deserves something special.
Yeah.
So I didn't even get the yellow or the white Masters coffee mug.
Got the green.
I got the green Masters coffee mug out. Traditional coffee mug.
How many coffee mugs from Augusta do you have?
4.
Okay. Do you let your wife sip out of one, is it all you?
I have 3. I have a white, a yellow, and a green. And then she has like a green and white pattern on it.
Yeah.
That's hers. I don't drink out of that one. I have my 3. She has her 1.
Gotcha.
We kind of have our own coffee mugs. I feel like everybody's household has kind of developed into that. Like, you have your coffee mug, she has her coffee mug, and you make it work.
Although in a pinch, I will use hers if there's like the dishwasher's full and I, you know.
In a bind.
Don't you have more than one? You don't have more than one coffee mug?
Yeah, we got like 12. But I'm just saying, if it starts loading up and mine are all in the dishwasher, not ready to go, I'll go into her territory and get hers. Now, before we continue on, Pete Shepard, this is not breaking news, but it's breaking news. We don't no sounder required here.
Okay.
I will inform you of what I did this weekend. As you know, I'm not one to waste a lot of time in front of TV when sports or news is not on. I began binge watching 2 different series this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I should have done this, the breaking news.
Will I be pleased by this? Is this going to please me?
I think so. I mean, one's a little old that I'm catching up on, and one is...
That's okay.
First of all, I did watch the first two episodes of Mandalorian. How about that?
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I saw Yoda and his little egg baby cart floating around or whatever it is that he...
First of all, it's baby Yoda.
Right. What did I just say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said Yoda and his
yeah.
cart.
Baby Yoda
cart.
And his little egg that just floats.
Yeah.
Mysteriously.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw two episodes of that. I'll probably be back for more. But then started something that I enjoyed even more, which now I'm going to have to finish before I come back to Mandalorian. It's a couple years old. But I got three episodes in last night of Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, which I thought was fantastic.
Very good. I've watched the first three episodes myself of that series. It's very good. I want to watch it. I just got caught. You know, you get caught up and you kind of forget about it. But it's a real good series.
The only problem I have with it, I'm having trouble. You take a guy from The Office, and now he's Tom Clancy's hero, Jack Ryan. He does a great job. Does a fantastic job. But I had to get over it for just a moment. Like the first episode, like, wait a minute, where have I seen that guy? That's the guy from The Office.
Jim is his name.
Yeah.
Jim from The Office.
Jim from The Office is now Jack Ryan saving the world. So I did all that. And then I also, and I know, Pete, you saw it on Twitter. I tweeted out that we're going to have an eighth episode of Tiger King next week.
Yep.
On Netflix, they've gone back to tape more of the that other guy.
Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe. Did you hear about how this came about?
No, well, this is what I was going to ask you. I sort of did, but, I mean, it's a brilliant marketing move by Netflix, number one. Number two, I thought maybe they kept it in the can and see how
no,
the public
filmed
reacted.
No, they filmed it yesterday.
But, yeah, so tell me how did this episode 8 come about?
Justin Turner of the Dodgers and his wife do a podcast. They were talking about it on the podcast, and then what's the guy's name?
Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe. Yeah. Jeff Lowe, or Jeff Lowe's girlfriend, one of the two, listens to the Turner podcast, and they hear them talking about them, and so he sends them an exclusive to Turner's website, says, look, here, I'm just going to give you a heads up. You get the first promotional feed. Netflix is coming back to film an eighth episode tomorrow, and it's going to air next week. Breaking news. How about
fantastic.
That?
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
So, yeah, we got all that going on. Some more stuff to watch. You mentioned my Lions and Bears are on virtually through Madden and Twitch. Again, our website, 993ESPN.com, will have that. Also tonight, it is Seattle -3 at Philly. And then later tonight, we go to 10 o'clock. We got four games. Guys, we really need to think about doing Pigskin Picks on Friday on this. Giants, 3.5 favorites at the Cardinals. Virtually speaking, of course. So
and Patriots lost 38-17. That's the final, the Texans.
What was the final?
38-17.
It's already started.
How many picks of Tom Brady?
Even Madden knows this thing is over.
298 yards and one touchdown, but only completed 59% of his passes. Deshaun Watson, 244 yards and three touchdowns.
We're going to get more into that because Bill O'Brien's sticking to his guns on that deal. That's horrible.
Just an idiot.
May I make one more note about Tiger King? Pete Shepard, you tweeted out this morning.
Oh, did you like that from Publix?
Go ahead and tell the people what you saw. Those were creepy in a way, but very well done.
Yeah, I found them on Twitter. They were at, I don't know which particular Publix, they were Publix, and I tweeted out the pictures and sent you guys a text, and it's a beautiful, the decorators over there are fantastic, of a tiger, a beautiful tiger. And then the other pictures are Karen and Joe. Oh, Carol.
Carol, yeah. So they make cakes looking like those people.
It's creepy. The Carol cake is the creepy. I don't know. Well, Joe's creepy, too.
Complete with the flower headband.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So I thought you saw this in person this morning. I didn't know you just tweeted
I saw it from a Publix, and I didn't want to lose the link, so I just copied it right away.
Yeah.
But it's definitely from a Publix somewhere.
Okay, I thought it was you going out bright and early because you're an early riser, going out and about when the national headlines say you might want to think about not even going to grocery stores for the next 2 weeks, and then Pete Shepard's at a grocery store at 7 o'clock on Monday morning. I feel a little bit better about things now. Okay.
Yeah, no, we got plenty of food. I don't think we need to go shopping for quite some time, except for, maybe half and half. That's about it.
Yeah,
you know,
get your coffee supplies.
But we're pretty stocked up over here. Maybe golf balls.
It's just the like, I'm running into this problem. Like, my kids are just getting to the point where they just eat all the time.
Yeah.
So there's not, they're yeah. bored. Yeah. Go to the pantry, find something to eat. And, yeah. like, we don't want to give them a bunch of crap.
Right.
We'll give them pretzels and goldfish and that sort of thing. But oh, we yeah. don't want to just load them out with sugar or whatever. So we try to work in some fruit, like, every other one.
Yeah.
Do they like blueberries or raspberries or strawberries?
I love all that, Pete. Yeah, and they go through yeah. all of it. But the problem that we're – like, we're burning through fruit right now in our house. Like, it yeah, is – it's scary the rate that we're going through. Blueberries and bananas in particular.
Yeah.
Raspberries right now – I mean, my youngest likes raspberries. My oldest, not his favorite raspberry, but blueberries and bananas. So we got to keep going to the store to get that sort of stuff. Yeah. And it's like – you know, I know that the rule is, you know, stay at home if you can, but
– right.
You got kids at the house, like, you
gotta feed them.
They're bored.
Gotta feed them.
They eat. You have to keep them full.
They're like birds in a nest. They need the worm. They yeah. need mama bird to come in and bring some more food.
Crazy.
And freaking fruit down here, at least at certain stores, Publix, is more expensive than like filet mignon.
Yes.
I mean, it's yes. like ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. No doubt.
Yep.
All right.
That's the one thing that shocked me 3 years now, 3 years and 4 days living down here, which I love. I'm just amazed at cold cuts and fruit. How much more expensive they are than back where I came from. I mean, like, off the chart.
Yes, it is.
Ridiculous.
Yes. You would think
but
getting
small
lunch
price to pay for, you know, the other great stuff.
Well, it'd be nicer if it were cheaper. But, yeah, you pay like like you're going into a real authentic deli, all of a sudden getting lunch. You can't get lunch meat for under $12. It's
not a pound.
No, you can't. All right, so hopefully everybody else is doing well. If you want to jump in, share what your weekend was like in isolation or not, the number 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Is our text line working? I haven't.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it updated?
Yeah.
Let me hit refresh. I haven't gotten one since midnight last night.
Let's see. Pressed by Pete, the opportunities are endless at, I don't know what that is.
Dunder Mifflin. That's where Dunder Jim Mifflin. From the office, that's where the office is.
Oh,
that's the
my
paper
bad,
company.
Bad.
Meatman texted in a picture of himself. He asked if he looks like Jeff Lowe.
Kind of does. On the
sort God, of,
mine's
yeah.
working now. On a motorcycle.
Less creepy version of Jeff Lowe.
Stammer Time, love Jack Ryan. Stammer Time, also Ozark is on fire. Yep. Meatman, good Monday, sirs. Glad to hear you today. Pete, what is the attire today at the lovely home? The attire is black shorts and black T-shirt.
Dress shoes or socks?
A great t-shirt. Huh? No, barefoot. Socks? Why would I wear that?
I don't know.
Of course I'm barefoot.
Barefoot.
Yeah.
Very good. I am wearing shorts in the studio. I know this is breaking news. I've been wearing them a lot more since you've been gone.
You have been.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've fully casualized my work attire now.
Yeah.
I come to work in athletic shorts now.
Yeah. It's all right. Fine. I see you got your 99.3 ESPN fishing mask, which
yeah,
is doubling as your coronavirus mask.
Right. I had to, I just keep it around my neck all the time.
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking about doing the show like this, but.
I don't know.
You have a mask?
It's a fishing buff.
It's a fishing buff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you don't get sunburned fish.
So how does this sound?
A little muffled.
Little muffled?
Sound like the guy on Fat
that
Albert
right.
that had the thing over his face.
But it's safe.
Well,
and that's the key.
But you're in your own room by yourself
right.
in a glass room.
It's down now.
Yeah.
I just keep it there.
Did you run errands today? Is that why you had? Were you out shopping this morning, picking up more fruit for the kids?
That's exactly why. And I just keep it in my car. Yeah. And from what I understand, it can go a few days. I started this. The buff is the mask on Saturday.
Yeah.
So probably tonight I'll wash it.
I haven't gone to a face mask yet. I don't know if that's the right answer or not.
So yeah. I went to Target.
Yeah.
This morning.
Right.
By myself, no kids.
Yeah.
Past probably 15 to 20 people, like walking by them.
Yes.
About half were in masks.
I said that's right.
Half were not. So it's about 50-50 from what I've seen
now,
so far.
Now, I did see a lady driving in a BMW convertible today with the mask on. Is that a little ridiculous?
Yes.
She's driving. Yes. She's in her car. It's fresh air.
Well, you never know. Maybe she's got some sort of respiratory issue and she's like
okay.
ultra, got to play this ultra conservative. But I would also say if that's the case, just stay in your home.
She was pulling out of a Publix park. Maybe she was getting some
Maybe
food.
She had to go. Yeah.
See how many people I see wearing masks around and they don't even realize they're touching the mask with their fingers, they're touching the nose. I get a little itch. I understand. You know, you touch your cheek, you get a little itch. I don't know. The mask thing to me, I think is a tad overrated, to be honest with you.
I think I really so too,
do.
But because we don't No, I'm not going to be critical. I'm like Chris when I have gone out for grocery shopping. It's about half, and it still seems weird and foreign to me.
Right.
Every once in a while back in the day, you used to see one or two people on an airplane normally. Right. Now I can only imagine. And I don't know if they do any good. I mean, air's getting through. They're not the N95ers that just suck up against your face and all that.
Well, what was it? Was it on Friday where the federal government said it would be a good idea, if you can, to wear the face and nose protection when you go out?
And then the next breath, Trump said, but I'm not going to do it.
Right. So I don't know what to think about it. I have the buff. I'm thinking
it's something.
It's not going to hurt.
Right.
You know? And apart from just feeling like a weirdo walking into a store with half of your face covered, I mean,
you're about to rob the place.
Right? Nothing changes.
I do think the worst places, though, still might be grocery stores, because people are still touching everything. And I understand, because sometimes you got to touch something to look at the ingredients, or you can't see the label of what something is. I know like where the deli sandwiches were last week. I had to move one to get an Italian one that was already pre-made. And sorry, I had to touch the one on top of the plastic and move it and grab the other one. It wasn't visible. So I think people are still touching stuff
and putting
it back. I don't see how. I mean, it's unavoidable that that's going to happen from time to time.
I no longer buy produce that's just out there hanging. For example, I'll buy a bag of apples instead of just picking them myself. I will buy already saran-wrapped corn on the cob as opposed to, you know, fumbling through there and picking one.
Yeah,
I'll get a bag of green beans now instead of getting the, you know, whatever's left. Broccoli, forget it. I'm not – those wads of broccoli just sitting out there with uncovered, I'm not doing that.
No, but frozen broccoli is good, too.
Yes,
that's fine.
Fine. I will do that, but I'm not – you know, you've got the fresh head just sitting out there. I'm not going to buy that anymore, so – yeah, we've all changed. Good God, I hope we're hitting the downside of the slope sometime soon. But
my first like sort of mini wall today. Not a wall being tired, but a wall of helplessness. Like around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
A little depression. Like, it's okay to be depressed. I mean, people go up and down.
And I'm out of it now. It only lasted about 15 minutes, but it's like I felt like going outside, and if there was something I could break or smash, I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
If I could turn into the Hulk and just go on a rampage and not hurt anybody or property or anybody, I would have liked to have done it.
Yeah.
But then I started to think more rationally about it, calm down.
See,
I also banged my knee really hard on the table.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
And that frustrated me.
I banged a toe at breakfast this morning. I hit another chair when I stretched out my legs.
Toe hurts more than the knee.
All the time.
Barefoot, which toe?
Fact.
Middle toe. Like if I were giving you the bird with my foot, not pinky toe.
Yeah.
Now, I'm realizing because, you know, with little kids, we got to get out of the house as much as possible and go for walks around the neighborhood and just stay busy. I'm noticing a lot of the older folk in my neighborhood, the folk that, they're not going out at all. They're kind of in their house, and they're doing a really good job of shelter in place, whatever you want to call it. They're starting to get very cranky.
Cranky?
Those people are. One of my neighbors.
A lot of them wake up that way.
A lot of them do, but there's a couple in my neighborhood. They're good people.
Yeah?
Norm's one of them. Norm's a great neighbor.
Norm! Mm-hmm.
Norm!
He got so upset today.
Why?
It's ridiculous. It really is. And I can just tell, like, this isn't, he's just complaining because he's frustrated with the situation that he's in. And that's all it is. Mm-hmm. But he's complaining, frustrated, mad, because they waited like a week and a half to cut our lawn instead of a week. Not a big deal for me. Right. I'm fine. Yeah. I want everybody to know that not a big deal in my world. Everything that's going on, lawn maintenance is not at the top of my priority list, nor should it be. But Norn came out this morning. He was hot. He was hot under the collar. He goes, Chris, I'll tell you, if they don't come and rake my bleeping yard right now, we're going to have real issues. I'm not lying. He has a pocket knife out. He is scraping the grass out between his pavers. I'm just thinking to myself, oh, gosh, Norm, you got to let it go. And this happens to Norm about once every 6 months. He'll get bothered about something and won't be able to let that go. But, yes, I feel it. Pete, to what you were saying, I feel it. I feel the tide turning from, hey, everybody do your part, that we're in it together, to this sucks.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Right.
No,
right.
It's good. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen The Shining, you know, the scene where Jack Nicholson is alone, and it's kind of in the beginning of the movie when he and Wendy and Danny first move into the big Overlook Hotel. There's just one scene where Wendy and Danny are out in the big maze playing, and Jack Nicholson is inside this big, gigantic living room, is the best way I can describe it. I mean, it's just huge. And he's just throwing a tennis ball up against the wall, like 50 yards away, having it bounce off over and over and over. You know, and it's not so much, and you know, of course, it's winter there and cabin fever and all that stuff, but that's what you kind of, I can understand how people are going to get into that, you know, mentality. Jack Nicholson bouncing the ball off the wall at the Overlook Hotel. Thunk.
Yeah.
Thunk.
Yeah, people are going to start getting fed up. I do not disagree with that. All right, we'll continue discussing this. If you want to chime in about what you're going through, our phone number, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's also our Stony Brook Golf Club text line. I see Boot Camp is sending a picture of him delivering for Amazon, all masked and gloved up.
At least he gets out of the house.
Sure, sure. When we come back, we'll talk, Donald Trump thinks we're going to have a regular football season. He met with all the commissioners over the weekend. We'll discuss, and we have actual dates now for Augusta National in November. Tonight, since we don't have a real national championship for college basketball like we should, we will have the national championship game from last year on the airwaves, the overtime thriller between Texas Tech and Virginia. It starts tonight at 8 o'clock. We are just warming up. Yes, sir.
And Craig, don't forget, I got a couple of lists. And the 2010s All Decade Team was released today.
For what sport?
NFL.
NFL. Very good. We'll do it all. We got another 3.5 hours to go, boys and girls. Having fun, trying to keep your lives as normal as possible. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Trying to keep things as normal as possible in Southwest Florida. Just keep on keeping on with our 4-hour live and local radio show right in here in your backyard, even though we're a little spread out. I'm in Estero with Chris. Pete is in Bonita. And it all seems to be working. Done this for a couple of weeks so far. Social distancing. We recommend you do the same thing. And we will continue here.
Hey, speaking of social distancing real quick, have you heard about about the NFL draft coverage, what looks like it's got a good chance of happening?
Yeah, from everybody's home.
It's going to be a joint coverage. Peter King reported today. Yeah. That momentum building for the NFL Network and ESPN to combine, the operation would run out of Bristol at ESPN Studios, owned by the NFL in California and Jersey, are closed right now. And personalities from each network would take part in the coverage.
Their hand is kind of forced on that, right? Because there's no other network that can operate right now with people, because California, New York have stay-at-home orders. Connecticut does not, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also
so
saw
far.
That
right, so far I know.
During that joint coverage, they're going to turn it into a COVID-19 telethon as well. Which 99% of the time I would say great, good cause. I still say that. But it feels like this is the NFL's answer to receiving all the criticism that, remember, like Adam Schefter really laid down on him last week. You know, people are dying and you're still moving forward with your schedule. Okay, well, let's do something to benefit people, and then people will get off our back. Just like they throw the military out there all the time with them during the draft so that Roger Goodell doesn't get booed every time he goes on the stage. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, they will. They have the platform. They will raise a lot of money. It will be for good. There's a small part of cynicism. I'm just a little cynical and a little bit about it. This is just sticking up there so they look a little better. But maybe I'm wrong.
All right, a couple minutes ago, NFL Network just reported that Commissioner Roger Goodell informed teams that facilities will remain closed indefinitely, and the league will conduct a fully virtual draft with club personnel separately located in their homes.
Yeah.
No surprise.
So we're going to see the inside of Jason Light's house, right? When he makes a pick for the Buccaneers, this is how this is going to be, right?
Yep.
It's going to be a split screen from, you know, Roger Goodell's house,
and that's fine. What are we missing? A hug? I don't care.
Well, will the teams... Will, like, Jason Light be broadcast from his home, or will all the teams be wired into like a Zoom meeting or whatever where they can announce to Roger Goodell. Then Roger Goodell would get on the network and say, with the second pick in the 2020 NFL draft.
I'm looking at the memo right now because it's paragraph three. I'm looking at the official memo just came out of the NFL offices from Commissioner Goodell. Because of the circus, the clubs have been advised to prepare to conduct a 2020 draft entirely outside of their facilities and in a fully virtual format, with a club personnel in separate locations and able to communicate with one another and draft headquarters by phone or internet. We have reviewed this matter in the past few days with both the competition committee and CEC, and this will confirm that clubs will conduct their draft operations remotely with club personnel separately located in their homes. We've made the decision for several reasons. It goes on, blah, blah, blah. You all know that. So,
look, I mean, I think it's evolving as we speak. I mean, it's only what, 18? Hold on, today's a 6. Is it 18 days? 17 days? 17. Huh?
Yeah, 17.
You always help me with the math. Thank
That's
you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm doing it on the fly. All right. So, yeah, they got to better figure it out soon. What?
2.5 weeks.
What are they going to do? Like in between the picks, I guess go to a few people in the studio in Bristol, correct?
I don't even know if they'll be in studio at Bristol. Yeah. They'll be in studio from their home.
Wow.
Somebody will moderate from Bristol. Obviously, where they do, get up and Sports Center.
I'm looking at Chris Mortensen right now, and he's pixelating.
Me too.
He's pixelating. Yeah. We don't have the technology. This is going to be rough.
Well, that's not horrible. You look at, Florio's show in the morning now with Sims, and again, they have no radio show anymore. It's just TV. That one is probably still the worst. ESPN's on the whole is not too, too bad. They seem to have better equipment than Chris Sims does at his place in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Which you would think would be.
So, regarding football, Donald Trump at noon on Saturday had a conference call with all of the commissioners, NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, MLS. I'm probably leaving a few out.
NASCAR, golf.
NASCAR, right.
There were 12 commissioners of sports leagues.
And all I heard out of it was, Donald Trump thinks we'll be able to get football started on time in September, and we may even have crowds in stadiums in August and September. I don't know if this is wishful thinking by the president or if he has some information that we're going to be on the downside of the curve. I don't know. I don't know.
I just wish he used the word should. It didn't make it sound like it's so definitive because he doesn't know, with all due respect, Mr. President, and nobody else does either until we find out. We don't know. I just think, people should start using the word should. You want to use should, you want to use hope, that's fine. But anybody speaking in absolutes, whether with Dabo Swinney one way or Kirk Herbstreit the other, I don't know why people are speaking in absolutes. I understand. I want hope. I like hope. I believe in hope. But, let's try to keep it real.
Now, but with college football, specifically in the NFL, they've said that they have no problem just pushing everything back a few weeks.
Right.
So if we're not ready by the first weekend in September to move forward with the season, maybe they push it, depending how close we are at that time, maybe we push it back to first weekend in October.
Right.
And continue to push it back because we were kind of on this, I'd say about a week ago, talking about college football, and that's kind of when everybody started to perk their ears up and go, whoa, 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 hold on. Now, my football's in question?
Right.
And you start...
Well, that was Herbstreit's doing because he said that
but
he
you start looking at, But you start looking at the financials of athletic departments and how they run and operate at a profit.
They're done.
They have to have a football season. And these ADs and presidents and chancellors of universities have figured out, look, it doesn't matter if these games are played November to February, August through beginning part of January. It doesn't matter. But we have got to have a college football season next year.
It seems to me my take from last week was that we were leaning toward trying to make it happen for the professionals, but that college was a wipe off. It wasn't going to happen. That's the vibe I got last week.
Well, we had a Brett McMurphy piece saying they've got no problems playing a college football playoff national championship game in May of 2021. In May. They have to have a season. The athletic departments cannot run without a football team.
Just write it off.
You're going to be dipping into that endowment.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Yeah, but they're the ones writing it off.
Yes, they are. Seinfeld reference. But, Chris, now, are we talking about at any cost as far as not having any fans in the stands? That's what we're talking about now, not having fans in the stands.
Yeah, no, that's – I mean, that'd be great.
Because the money they're going to get is from the – they get from the stands is fine, but it's the TV money that we're talking about.
Bingo,
here.
And that's what they can't lose out on, and that's why there's – look, if we're back in this position talking a year from now and we still haven't had a college football season, okay, there are much bigger problems in this country than – college football and the NFL. But I mean, for right now, the way that everybody's moving forward is we're going to have a college football season next year. How will it look? How many people will get to see college football in person? Those questions have not been answered yet, and they won't be answered for a long time.
Yeah.
But it looks like we're going to have a football season next year. It just depends when.
Well, I'm also thinking again, in what state? I mean, it may be a lot of neutral site games, and a lot of teams might be playing in Timbuktu for all we know, in the middle of the Midwest and Jasper, Wyoming, somewhere. It's some isolated, Game of Thrones type retreat.
And we'll play the sound coming up on Sound Street, but the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. Says, the NFL can announce what they want, but this. You know, this could vary. If the state of California isn't allowing groups, the Niners, the Rams, the Chargers, that's the three of them now because the Raiders are gone. They're not playing.
There are a total of 18 professional sports or teams that play in the state of California. So, I mean, you're right. Gavin Newsom can shut the whole thing down. Absolutely.
Yeah, all and right. Florida's not too far behind. I mean, with college and pro teams, it's not too far behind at all.
Yeah, but you start getting into the politics of it. If the president comes out and says, okay, business as usual, we're going back, the governor of California is a lot more likely to butt heads with Trump than the governor of Florida.
Right.
DeSantis and Trump see eye to eye on pretty much everything.
I say that if that's the case, California must forfeit its sports. It's a forfeit that week.
No, Pac-12 football next year.
Pac-12 goes over.
Or we're down to 49 states.
Well, actually, that's a whole other chit chat going on right now. In the meantime, we'll have some of this on Sound Street right around the corner. Also, 99.3 ESPN trying to help out and support local restaurants like Beef O'Brady's, for example. Two locations in Cape on Del Prado and one on Pine Island. Call in and place your takeout order. They are still in business. Help them out. Help the economy keep going, or these places won't be around when our lives get back to normal, whenever and whatever that is. Sound Street next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, we were just talking about this a moment ago. Here is President Trump after having a meeting with all the commissioners of all the major sports on Saturday. He wants the sports leagues to return very soon.
I just spoke with the commissioners, leaders of, I would say, virtually all of the sports leagues. They want to get back. They got to get back. They can't do this. The sports weren't designed for it. The whole concept of our nation wasn't designed for it. We're going to have to get back. We want to get back soon, very soon.
All right. Wishful thinking, right. Or does he know something? I don't know. Here's California Governor Gavin Newsom on the NFL returning to his state in California. He says, look, we'll have to wait for some facts first.
Look, I'm not here to second guess anybody, but I am here to say this. Our decision on that basis, at least here in the state of California, will be determined by the facts, will be determined by the health experts, will be determined by our capacity to meet this moment, bend the curve, and have the appropriate community surveillance and testing to confidently determine whether or not that's appropriate. And right now, I'm just focusing on the immediate, but that's not something I anticipate happening in the next few months.
All right. So stay tuned. Meanwhile, a bright spot of sports, if you will, over the weekend, the Basketball Hall of Fame with more inductees. Obviously, Kobe Bryant being inducted. Here's Vanessa Bryant, his widow, proud of her late husband. Too bad he's not here to receive the honor. This was on ESPN.
It's an incredible accomplishment and honor, and we're extremely proud of him. Obviously, we wish that he was here with us to celebrate, but it's definitely the peak of his NBA career, and every accomplishment that he had as an athlete was a stepping stone to be here. So we're incredibly proud of him, and there's some solace in knowing that he was probably going to be a part of the 2020 Hall of Fame class.
There were, I saw a lot of different places over the weekend, and I mean, he could do this for anything. Had coronavirus struck 2 weeks earlier, everything would have been shut down. Kobe never gets on that helicopter. I mean, it's just people were bringing it up because of this Hall of Fame thing, and he was back in the news this weekend, but yeah, probably right. Here was Kevin Garnett. He said getting into the Hall of Fame was the ultimate honor.
It's the culmination. It's a culmination, man. You know, you put countless hours into this. You dedicate yourself to a craft. You take no days off. You play through injury. You play through demise. You play through obstacles. You give no excuses for anything. You learn. You build. You know, like, this is the culmination. All those hours of everything that you've ever, you know, put up for it all, man. This is what you do it for right here. To be able to be called Hall of Famer is everything.
All right.
I got to see him play in Springfield, Mass. He had just turned 18. He was in one of those. It wasn't McDonald's All-American High School, but it was one of those type of games, nationally televised on CBS. Sean McDonough, Billy Packer during the game. I was working at some dinky high-end radio station in northern Worcester County, and I got to go because one of the kids in the game, I forget his name, was at this school, prep school in Mass, but was going to Florida State, and they wanted me to cover him. Anyway, when I saw Garnett, it took about 5 minutes, and it went, this guy, I didn't say Hall of Fame, but he was so far ahead of everybody else, it was scary. And that was way back, whenever the hell that was, 1990.
And a string bean at that time. I mean, yes, he was always kind of thin, but yeah. Mm. Here's Tim Duncan, whose career really paralleled with Kobe Bryant's, both in time and with five championships of his own. He had a great career.
I played the game, enjoyed the game, loved what I did. And to be here now, the guys that I'm going to be put in the Hall of Fame with, just an amazing class.
And that was Tim Duncan. Short on words during his career, short on words there as well. Let's go on to college football. Nick Saban was out reminiscing. And by the way, we're going to get into him later on. Might be in trouble for handing out these iWatches to all these players to keep track of them during this sabbatical, if you will. But he was doing a radio interview on 96.1 Jams. And Saban said he inherited a mess when he took over the Miami Dolphins job, and he could never get the quarterback situation right. Duh.
When I went to the Dolphins, we were the oldest team. We were $17 million over the salary cap. We didn't have any draft picks because they'd given them away to get Ricky Williams. So it was a uphill struggle, and we turned it around the first year and won 9 games. And the second year, you know, we signed Culpepper, or traded for Dante Culpepper when the Drew Brees deal went south on the medical, and he was injured and on IR, and, you know, we didn't really have a quarterback. We actually had a better team.
Yeah, that's how it pretty much went down. He went on to elaborate on the Drew Brees thing, not getting Brees really screwed him in Miami.
Yeah, well,
here's the soundbite.
I know you've heard the story about Drew Brees, and, you know, we were going to sign him in Miami, and, you know, we didn't pass him on the physical, so we couldn't sign him. So he went to New Orleans, had a great career, won a Super Bowl, been in the Pro Bowl lots of times. And, you know, and I just thought that when we missed the window of getting the quarterback, and that we were going to have a hard time being successful there. We didn't have a quarterback.
Was it a lot of we? I'm hearing a lot of we. We didn't get the quarterback.
Here's what upsets me.
We.
Is he doesn't explain why he traded for Dante Culpepper. Saying that Drew Brees' medical never checked out,
yep.
I don't buy it, but it's a plausible excuse. It makes
sense.
Do
you get the, I don't know. it kind of feels like he didn't want Drew Brees.
Kind
of. Like he wasn't sold on him, well, like a lot of other people
were. It was
a
gamble to all of us. We didn't yeah. know.
Right.
We didn't know.
No, I know. It's always, yeah, of course. I'll get into some top five quarterbacks.
But you traded for Dante Culpepper.
Right.
Strong arm.
Post-knee injury.
Right.
Strong arm.
Different.
Strong arm.
Good runner.
Who doesn't have great things to say about Nick Saban, by the way.
Culpepper?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Most people that play for the Dolphins.
Says he's a college coach, not a pro coach.
Most people that played for the Dolphins and worked in that organization at that time.
Yeah, he
rubbed a lot of good things.
He rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah, he did.
That's what new coaches do. Matt Patricia's doing it right now, right? Rolling in there, rubbing people the wrong way, changing the culture.
Not a great example.
No, it's not.
Hey, good news. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott just announced he's taking a 20% pay cut and exec staff taking 10% cuts through June.
That's good.
Plus P-12 Nets laying off 8% of the workforce. So,
all right.
Saw over the weekend that the English Premier League players could not come to an agreement on a league-wide pay cut.
So here's nothing.
So, well, certain clubs are doing it. Most clubs are doing it, I should say. Most clubs are cutting players' salaries.
Yeah.
50, 60%, right. Somewhere in there.
Right. All right. It's the time we're in. Later on, we'll have more reaction. NFL, Bill O'Brien sticking to his guns on the D-Hop trade. Plus, are we ever going to get sports going at all? We'll have some sound bites from around the world of sports. I've got next hour, boys and girls, Caesars' latest win totals for college football. Should we have college football? And I don't know if they deduct for maybe missing a month or not. They don't. The numbers are high. We'll have all that more coming up. Stay with us. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.